kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino, mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio Mobile App. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.
Ang mga kinatawan ng iba't ibang industriya tulad ng pananalapi, agribusiness, retail at palakasan ay sumama sa mga dalubhasa sa suicide prevention at akademiko para sa National Stop Suicide Summit sa Sydney. Pinamunuan ng Lifeline Australia, ang pagpupulong ay ginanap para talakayin ang mga bagong pamamaraan para harapin ang suicide o pagpapakamatay at paano ito tutulong sa mga tao na nasa krisis. Narito ang ulat ni Omar Rishi na isinalin sa ating wika. Sinabi ng Crisis Support at Suicide Prevention ng grupong Lifeline, may average na 8 Australiano ang nagpapakamatay bawat araw. Inilagay nito ang bilang ng ganitong kamatayan sa pinakamataas sa loob ng 10 taon, na kung saan mayroong mahigit 3,000 kamatayan ang naiugnay sa suicide sa Australia noong taong 2015. Habang walang dahilan kung bakit nararanasan ng Australia ang ganoong kataas na antas ng suicide, sinabi ng pulong tagapangasiwa Pete Schmigel, kalungkutan ang isang malaking dahilan.
In one way or another, the people who are suicidal feel isolated, lonely. That can result from, you know, relationship breakdown or family estrangement or financial pressure or addictions or indeed sometimes from mental health issues themselves. So if disconnection is at the heart of the problem, Lifeline argues that connection is the solution.
Sinabi ni Schmigel, kailangan ng koneksyon sa lahat ng aspeto ng buhay.
For Lifeline, we would argue that theme of connection and compassion needs to filter through everything that we do practically. So whether that is greater support for crisis lines, that are helping people in that darkest moment, whether it is looking after people coming out of hospital after their first attempt, they're probably the most susceptible group that we have, making sure that there is respite care for them and follow-up care for them.
Sinabi niya, may mga kampanya ang isang grupo na kailangan pang kumilos para maiwasan ang suicide.
Creating a culture and creating skills within workplaces and otherwise, so that you can actually understand, you know, what is somebody going through, that you feel empowered to ask them the question about, you know, how can I help, etc., etc. So yeah, for me it's all about compassion, but how you actually practically deliver that compassion through training, through crisis support, and through follow-up.
Si Travis Dillon ay pinuno ng isa sa pinakamalaking negosyong agrikultural sa Australia, ang Ruralco. Siya ay nagsimula ng pagsasanay para mamulat ang kanyang mga empleyado. Sinabi niya sa ABC, ang inisyatibo ay nakakatulong na.
So other than just being a corporate partner of Lifeline where we put Ruralco's money in, we also do training and awareness programs across the country. So we've rolled those out in the last 6 months whereby we get someone from Lifeline along to present and train staff and also customers and anyone else in the community that wants to come along to the event. And, you know, we held one in Gunning a few weeks ago and we had a quarter of the town turn out for the training and awareness program. So, you know, we definitely think it's an issue in rural Australia and from what we've seen, it resonates.
Sinabi ni Dillon, critical ang paglikha ng kamulatan sa suicide.
We don't want to be experts in suicide. What we want to be able to do is recognize the signs. So our training is both online and in a classroom type environment, but we don't want our staff or the program really isn't about anyone becoming an expert on suicide. It's about raising the awareness and knowing how to have those initial conversations.
Sinabi ni Pete Schmigel ng Lifeline, kung ang tao ay talagang may malasakit sa isa pang tao, kailangan niyang maitanong ang mahirap na katanungan. Ikaw ba ay nag-iisip magpakamatay?
You know, our experience and the research and the data show that, you know, when you ask somebody who's suicidal that question, they actually find it liberating. They do want to talk about it. They want to answer it. Look, the core thing with suicide is people feeling a tremendous amount of internal pain, and we have to give them an opportunity to express that pain.
Kayo ay nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Mapapakinggan ng live ang buong programa araw-araw sa inyong radio at sa on-demand sa pamagitan ng website at sa SBS Radio mobile app. Magtungo sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.